Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into those drinks that you'll love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
Catch me outside, how about that? Catch you
outside. And Timothy Kalpakis.
What is up?
Mike, I looked up Catch Me Outside Girl today. Because she's a real rapper.
Oh, really?
She's Bad Bobby now.
What? No, that's from a Dr. Phil thing, Catch Me Outside. I don't really know what it means, but I'm into it. it's from like a million years ago.
In the past, you've sort of played a little sound clip and then popped in and said, what up? But this time you just sort of played Catch Me Outside and let it speak for itself.
Let the clip do the talking.
Yeah, I got a little nervous about making sure the thing was away, taking the phone away before more stuff played. And it was not a clean, cool drop. And then I forgot to speak.
You got nervous. You came up with a thing to do and it made you nervous. you didn't have to do it, but
you know, not nervous, but just preoccupied with the sound, the quality, the editing. This is live editing, which is very difficult to do.
I think also it's fair if we're all a little discombobulated because we got such a weird drink this week. So everything's a little bit crazy around here. Doesn't it seem like we are living in the upside down sometimes?
It's awful. Whoa, no spoilers. I haven't gotten that far.
You haven't gotten that far into Stranger Things?
No. I know what happens. I know. Barb dies. Everyone told me.
But you have never heard.
But let's bring the Barb meme back. Please. Please.
Yeah, Barb and Star. Come on. I'm kidding.
Oh, come on.
Hey, we love Barb and Star.
Love that movie. Ooh, made me laugh so much.
But, I mean, I did put the movie on thinking it was going to be Barb from Stranger Things, and then I spent the whole movie thinking, when are they going to reveal that that's who she actually is? And then at the end of the credits, when there was no post-credit scene, I said, I've been wrong.
I'm laughing at the whole joke.
No Demogorgon?
Oh, the Demogorgon.
Gorgon me, baby. Hey, want to get into some booze news?
I do.
Yeah, sure.
Do-do-do-do-do. We've got a fan-submitted theme song. Hit it.
Hey, it worked.
Hey, about time.
The call went out and it worked, damn it.
Here we go. Oh, shit.
Booze news, you son of a bitch.
Whoa. Hey, that was good.
Man,
that was great.
A heavy metal band by the name of War on the High Seas, sent to us by Eric Kang. Nice.
Where are they from?
Metal Heaven, baby. Or should I say Metal Hell?
Now, do you think that was it's booze news, or it's, what is it? It was booze news time, bitch, or?
No, I think
sounded that, like that.
They did
that
their
was,
own.
I think that was
Eric Kang. Mike, you don't know Eric Kang when you hear him?
No, I mean, it was so affected. I was like, huh, I don't know.
I didn't give them permission to sample my voice. I didn't let them license it.
Booze news. Yes, good. That was great.
Mike, you got some booze news today.
I got some booze news. At the top of my booze news list, I got a couple items of booze news today. This first one is a little thing I found at the store. Look at this. It's called Tip Top. Shots, and it's a little tiny can, like tiny can of This is an old fashioned. They also have Manhattans and Negronis, and I've never heard of it before. I'm going to take a taste of it after we do the main drink, because I want to not spoil that one, because I think it's going to be a weird one. But I went on the website, and there's like press, and they have quotes. And from Brittany Howard from Alabama Shake, she says, "You know, I keep a tip top on me when I'm spending a day on the water. Makes the fish bite." She's an angler as well. Brittany Howard. And then Derek Trucks, the guitarist from the Tedeschi Trucks Band, said, "Ooh, that's good." So it's got rock and roll's stamp of approval.
Yeah, they're marketing to us indie rockers.
And
yeah.
Mike, when you take a sip, you got to make sure you got a nice pull quote ready.
Yeah.
Because you want to be added to that can.
I pop it open and sip it. The can's small. Well, it says enjoy over ice or
this makes me want to pee.
More of these and I'll pee. But tip top, I'd never heard it before. It was like a impulse item at the liquor store I was at.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot more of those pre-packaged cocktails. I feel like on Instagram, I'm seeing a lot of grab and go old fashions and stuff, maybe because bars are closed.
On the about on the webpage, they say their roots are in live music. And I think the whole thing is about like bringing drinkable cocktails besides beer to a show.
A lot of the cocktails I've seen prepackaged like that, I'm curious, like they always seem too big. That's a nice little can.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I see a 12 ounce can that says it's an old fashioned. And I'm like, an old fashioned is like whiskey and bitters. Why are you filling up a whole can? But this one, maybe that'll be good.
It's 100 milliliters, 37% alcohol by volume.
Oh.
74 proof. Whew.
Packs a punch.
It's a little guy who packs a punch.
And it says right on it, whiskey, sugar, bitters.
Hey, tip top. I mean, if you guys want to give us money, we'll talk about you all day long in the podcast.
We don't need money.
You're right.
Shove it up your ass if you got it. Hey, I got some international booze news here. Get ready for this one.
Jesus, we're ready, Tim.
Do I need my passport?
Archaeologists have discovered an ancient Egyptian beer factory.
Whoa.
No.
Yes.
Tim, you're getting fooled.
This was fairly recently. It was on CNN, so you know, you trust them if you like, I don't know. But in Abydos, the Egyptian city, the Ministry of Tourism has announced that they found a 5,000-year-old brewery. And when they say brewery, they found like 8 little pots. but they say that it's like in sacrificial rites and rituals, they used to make. This article just says beer over and over again. It's not saying like an early precursor, but they're saying it is, you know, something made of grain and water. Whoa. That was alcoholic, and it was beer. And now this is going to be a tourist destination, which makes me think there's a little bit of a spin on the whole thing. They're just trying to get some tourism going. But
yeah, they called it Bud Ancient.
Every time I do have some beers, I do a little brain cell sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah, we must be getting kind of low.
yeah, it's bad.
I can think of a funny video that we should do, which is like we go to that ancient spot and we make some of the beer there, and then we do a video that's like walk like an Egyptian.
We have to make the beer.
Could be good.
We can't just go there and do that. We should make the beer first.
We should make the beer.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Do you remember a funny beer song we used to sing around the house? I'm surprised it hasn't made it on the pod yet. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You gotta have Coors, you gotta have Bud, you gotta have Weiser.
I thought it was drink. You gotta drink Coors.
Oh, yeah, Bud. Right. That makes more sense. You gotta drink.
Good thing I like separating Bud and Weiser.
Well, it works so well with the song. You gotta drink Coos, you gotta drink Bud, you gotta drink Weiser.
And we could have like made more of it because she's got more of a song, but we left it right there. Jeff, you had one too that was very short, and it was cocktails. Ooh.
Oh yeah. It's short. Well, it's almost not even a song.
You can stretch it out.
I've got some more booze news. Are you wrapped up, Tim?
Yeah, go for it.
So You know, last week we talked about, because I was the last one with some sweet vermouth left. I think you guys had used all yours. And we talked about Andy McDowell's drink in Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And I went, I tried it and I made a thing. So I recorded my own thing like as I was making and drinking it. I did a little side podcast-y for the main. So we can play that now and listen to what I came up with.
Here we go. This is a nice little featurette, Mike.
This is cool, man.
Yeah. All right. I am making Andy McDowell's order in Groundhog Day, the sweet vermouth on ice with a twist. I've got the Martini Rossi vermouth here. It's red. It's a thing I don't usually love. and I'm just going to pour it over the ice here. Oh, shoot. Oh, God. I thought I'd turn that off. Hello? Yeah. Oh, hey, thanks for calling me back. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I talked to Desmond in the warehouse, and he said that he would tell you and you would call me back. Great, thank you so much. Just to fill you in, I don't know how much he told you, but I was on your guys' website, specialtycondoms.com, and I ordered the extra small condoms. And they came, and they were a little too big. So then I went back and I ordered the minis, which I'm glad you guys had. And they came here and they were just a little too big. They just kept falling off. So no. I was wondering if maybe there was something you guys had a smaller than mini, like a tiny or a teeny tiny, anything like that. That's what Desmond said. He said he was looking through the warehouse and he didn't find anything smaller than the mini. Now I know I must be like the only guy who's calling because the mini condoms are too small or something. Oh, I am. Oh, interesting. Okay, so you have nothing? Okay. Hey, babe. Yeah, I'm on the phone with the guy at specialtycondom.com. No, he said they don't have anything smaller than the mini. No, I asked. No, well, I can't use those because they're too big. No, the condoms are too big. Huh? No, my penis is too small. No, my penis is too small. I can't use the mini size condoms because my penis is too small. Come off. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm working on it. No, I'm not shouting. I'm shouting because you're in the other room. Okay, sorry about that. No, I wish you... Yeah, I wish you could help me out. No, I actually did. I went to a novelty joke shop and found some prank condoms that actually worked well, but it was made out of this rubber and not latex, and everything got really chafed and rashy. Like, really dry, and my skin started cracking. No, sir, it is not healed yet. Yes, it is still very sore and stingy. How big? No, I don't mind you asking. You ever seen a blue jay's beak? It's about that size, if not a millimeter longer. I always describe it, it's as long as a blue jay's beak and as thin as a hummingbird's beak. Hey, can I ask you something? What was your name again? Samuel. Is there like a customer service survey or something I can take online somewhere? Because this was an exceptional call. Yeah, no, I appreciated this very much. You were very easy to talk to. Okay, great. Yeah, I'll check that out. All right, Samuel. Okay, well, you got my number. Give me a call if anything pops up or if you find a smaller size. Okay. All right. Yeah, talk to you. Bye-bye. Nice guy. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, here we go. We have a twist here. I'm just going to sort of express that a little bit into the vermouth and rub the rim and drop it in. And bottoms up. Let's see how it goes. Oh, okay. This is definitely a not order again for me. But it's not like crazy. It's not a crazy drink. It's actually, it makes sense that someone might enjoy this. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Negroni, actually. Not as ashy. Okay, signing off with the sweet vermouth on ice with a twist. I'm Mike Hanford. Thanks for listening.
Oh, okay. Michael.
All right. There's a
certain part of that tape that is... got to be pretty embarrassing.
That is very embarrassing. That was, I did edit it down. I must have exported the wrong file. Okay, so, you know, obviously cut that stuff out, Jeff.
Sure, man.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Mike, anything for you.
Thank you. But yeah, the vermouth was good. I mean, not good. I hated it.
Yeah, you said you didn't like it.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. Sorry, I'm just trying to get my brain back on track. That was rough.
No, that was a you know, it can be confusing with MP3s and emails and files and all that.
Because you name
stuff,
them all so similarly and you don't, yeah. But yeah, the vermouth over the rocks with a twist, it's okay. It's just kind of like, you don't really want to drink it.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Annie McDowell's character has weird taste in drinks.
Well, that's
let's
hey, let's
wrap.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Let's wrap up the booze news.
Booze news. Boo, 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 boo.
All right. Today, we got a drink that is unlike any other drink we've ever had before, I think.
It's an outlier.
It's a screwball drink.
It's the Trinidad Sour. It's a newer drink. From the IBA, what is it called? Contemporary Classics.
Or New Era.
Section. New Era. New Era. Yes, that's what it is. New Era.
Ooh, we should be wearing New Era fitted baseball caps.
I know, but they're very expensive, and I didn't know which teams you guys like best, so I didn't.
Dodgers, baby.
Well, I didn't know Jeff. I thought Jeff was maybe a Twins fan.
Lids is closed.
Lids is definitely online. I bought my nephew a hat once, and... Well, that was 5 years ago, and I get Lids emails every single day. So the Trinidad Sour, I like this one a lot because it's one of those stories, and the history behind it is like, it was made here by this person, and that's all we, there's no, nobody's saying it didn't happen.
Right. Where and by whom?
Huh?
Where and by whom?
He didn't look into that part. He just saw that it was a person and it was a place.
The Trinidad Sour was created by ex-New York City bartender Giuseppe Gonzalez at the Clover Club in Brooklyn in 2009.
Wow.
This is only a few years ago.
This is the modern era. This is in the age of the internet.
Is this guy like a Zoomer?
I don't know, but he developed the concept after being inspired by an Italian bartender, Valentino Bolognese.
Oh, meat sauce, man. Hell yeah. Mr. Meat Sauce.
There was in January 2008, there was the Angostura European Cocktail Competition held at Mood Bar in Paris. And he won with something called the Trinidad Especial.
But like, so that guy, the meat sauce guy, mm-hmm. came up with the idea to have like a cocktail where that was mainly bitters, and then Giuseppe said, I'm gonna take that idea and turn it into the Wasau.
Yeah, he, in like 2000, the year after he got the idea. So this drink was not a hit at first because it's like it's bitter heavy. It's I saw something described as like if a chef started with the spices first and like built around that, that's what this
Jesus.
Drink is.
Yeah. I always thought bitters were not alcoholic.
Me too.
Me too.
They're like 80 proof, like because they're such a they're a non-alcoholic staple at bars when you do bitters and soda. I figured there was nothing in there. Not so.
I think there are bitters that have no alcohol, but these Angosturas,
but not Angostura, which are the classics.
But this is shocking to me that we're gonna drink a drink that is mainly. Bitters. It's like every time you put that little splash in your drink, you're adding a little bit of booze. I didn't know this.
I think that's what became popular because it was a drink that people were like really remembered and because of its taste is so crazy. So it didn't catch on quickly. It was the type of place in New York City where bartenders said, hey, let me try your drink. You try my drink and spread this drink around. And this guy, John Gersten in Boston, in a the award-winning bar called Drink.
Oh.
You know, I don't love the name. I looked it up. It looks like an okay place. But he worked at Drink and ABV in San Francisco. And he started.
That's like in date night when they go to dinner at Claw.
Yeah.
Claw?
So he kind of made it popular. And Gonzalez recalls working at the Clover Club and having a guest come in to say that they wanted the Trinidad Sour because he had it at Drink.
Oh,
so it got more popular. And then he realized how big it was in 2018. He was working in Las Vegas, and a guy ordered it because he had it in London.
Oh, my God.
This is a drink that moves.
This drink is flying around the
world. Giuseppe left Brooklyn, was in Vegas, and then a London guy ordered his own creation
right.
from him.
Yeah. So
That's amazing.
It's on the move.
It must be What a crazy life to be a bartender and to invent a drink. And then you're just like, well, I guess I'll go about my business bartending.
I know.
And then every once in a while, somebody comes up and requests the drink that you yourself created.
You should be getting royalties.
I was wondering why, how many people have created a drink who do get paid for it. If that is, I don't know how you patent that. I'll have to look into it. I'm definitely going to look into that.
Maybe you could look into that and record yourself looking into it, and then maybe you'll have a phone call about your tiny dick or something like that.
No, what are you talking about? Jeff said he's going to edit that part out.
I forgot we cut that. Sorry.
Because I cannot be trusted. I don't know what these files, I got so many files on this computer. Gonzalez has said that the reason it's so popular is because nobody can imagine what it tastes like. It doesn't follow a traditional cocktail formula, which is part of its appeal. That's what's so exciting to me about this thing.
Mike, I can't imagine it either.
What is it going to taste like? Ugh.
I can't figure it out. Let me ask you this, though. In your research, did you find out why it's called Trinidad Sour? Is it because bitters are made in Trinidad? I know that Angostura is a place in Venezuela, I believe.
Well, Tim, you've completely stepped on the next part of this first presentation.
Sometimes I should just shut my huge
mouth. Wait till I say, and that's my presentation. Who has a fucking question? Yeah, so Tim had it, knocked it right out of the park again. Why is it called the Trinidad Sour? Angostura bitters were invented as a tonic in Venezuela after the town called Angostura, which is a different name now, by Johann Gottlieb Benjamin Siegert, a German surgeon general. In 1830, he began to sell it. It got bigger, and he sold to other countries in 1875, and the plant moved to Port of Spain, Trinidad, where it remains today.
There you go.
You're probably thinking, okay, that's all very good, but who is that on the label? Well, that's just Emperor.
Wait, I wasn't thinking that.
No, some people are. That's just.
I know for a fact I wasn't.
Mike, don't put words in our mouth.
That's Emperor Franz Joseph I of Austria in profile. That's all that is.
Here's another question for you, Mike.
Yes.
How come no fucking bitters company can get an appropriately sized label for the goddamn bottle?
I think that's part of the thing. I think that's kind of cool.
No, every bottle of bitters I've seen is wearing a turtleneck.
Are you thinking of Worcestershire sauce too? That came with a bit of a neck.
Yeah, Lee and Perrins.
I'd like to see for once in my life a giant bottle with a teeny little label on it.
Yeah, you can't even read that fucking thing.
No label at all, just a big clear bottle.
That would be nice.
So you want to know what's in this? I'm sure you guys are saying what's in this thing.
Yes, yes.
45 milliliters of Angostura bitters.
Insane. So we're talking an ounce and a half. That's a whole shot of bitters. I've never heard of such a thing.
Unheard of. Unprecedented.
They were right. Whoever said that it's people are interested because they can't picture it.
No idea what this is going to taste like.
I have no idea.
No idea. And the picture of it too, which is so interesting, that we saw on the ABV, what is it? ABA? IBA.
IBA.
List. It has a little like piece of cloth clipped to it. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, the garnish is a clothespin pinching a bitters label to the rim.
I always garnish that way. Continue, Michael.
So after the Angosturas, you're going to do 30 milliliters of orgeat syrup.
Orgeat.
Orgeat.
Orgeat, baby. Yeah, that's an almond syrup. Delicious. It's in Mai Tais. So if you're a Mai Tai maker, get some.
So if you're saying orgeat.
Orgeat.
If I had gone to the three liquor stores I went to and said the word correctly, I might not have to go get it on Amazon.
You might be in a completely different situation now.
Yeah, I have it, but it came from Amazon. I had this orgeat. Why don't you get out of here, son? Okay.
I'm starting to think you're an orgeek. Come on.
Yeah. Well,
what else we got, Mike?
The next up, 22.5 milliliters of fresh lemon juice. That is weird. 22.5, whatever.
A little less than an ounce, yeah.
15 milliliters of rye whiskey.
Half ounce.
We got the whiskey rye left over from our Manhattans. Easy.
There we go.
Perfect.
The method, what you do here is you pour all the ingredients to a cocktail shaker. Love that. Shake it well with ice. Strain to a chilled cocktail glass. The garnish? Well, that's not applicable.
Nice try. A lot of people are like, oh, that'll apply. That'll definitely apply.
If you don't have Angostura bitters, I went to bittersclub.com and it had some suggestions for other brands. And it also said, like, you can make your own aromatic bitters, but Nobody's doing that. The only bitters I recognize was Pichard's, P-U-I-C-H-A-U-D.
Oh, Pichard.
Yeah, that's Pichaud. Like a that's a New Orleans one. Yeah,
yeah. That's a lower ABV, I believe, because every place I went, they're like, "We have this." I was like, "I have that, you idiot! I need Angostura and Orgeat."
Well, Tim, you got Angostura, right?
Yeah, Angostura.
Tim and I are getting fucked up.
We got those big old labels hanging off our bottles. Shit.
Yes. So just to go back to the Trinidad, the thing that made it different, the Trinidad uses lime instead of lemon and Pisco instead of rye. I don't know what Pisco is. I've never had
Pisco
it.
Is like, it like comes out of your penis when you have to drink, you gotta go. You drink too much.
Very good. Very good, Tim.
Well, I can't think of any time on this podcast when we've been at this moment in the show and I've been so at a loss for or so curious as to what this will taste like.
Even the bull shot, I was like, I've had beef stew before. I know what beef broth mm-hmm. is.
Yeah, I have no frame of reference for what's about to happen.
It's gonna be crazy.
So no cheats when we make them. These first sips are going to be true first sips.
Yeah. Yep. And don't do what you guys usually do and have little tastes of each thing as they go in.
No cheats.
I'll do what I want to do.
I'm imploring you, please do not.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pour a little bit up my butt.
That's it. It seems to be the only way you know how to drink anything.
Come on now. Let's do it.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Hey, folks, we want to pump the brakes on this episode and talk about a great podcast called Bizarre Albums from our good pal, Tony Thaxton. This is a great one. Tony explores the weird side of music, celebrating and telling the stories behind those strange albums that make you wonder how and why they exist. He does deep dives on albums released by pro athletes, actors, fictional characters, and those albums where musicians or bands just took a crazy, weird left turn. The episodes are short, digestible. They're 15 to 20 minutes, full of pop culture trivia nuggets. You'll hear stories behind albums by Bruce Willis, Shaquille O'Neal, Macho Man Randy Savage, Freddy Krueger, and many, many more. And he even does an episode on Hams Brewing Company. They put an album out in 1965. It's really great. New episodes drop every Tuesday, everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tony's got a Patreon that's great. So do yourself a favor. Drop everything you're doing right now and go listen to Tony's podcast, Bizarre Albums. It's fantastic.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey,
Okay, we're back in Trinidad Sours in hand.
Whoa.
And let me describe what we're looking at here. This is a deep red brown.
Yeah.
Looks like V8.
Like beet juice.
Yeah.
It almost looks like what I thought the bullshot was going to look like.
Oh, yeah.
So if
you should swap looks.
If you pour yours out, folks, and it looks like beet juice, don't
blood.
Yeah, don't worry.
It was so funny. Did you guys pop the little plastic thing off the top of your bitters?
No.
Or did you?
No, yeah. I just shook it for like 15 minutes.
Me too. 15 minutes of. What a fool. Okay.
Here we go.
Bottoms up.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
It almost has a taste and then a mid taste and then an aftertaste.
Yeah. I've never like, you know, when you hear like connoisseurs of food and drink talk about stuff like that, I'm like, what are you talking about? This is like the first time I've ever. Wow.
What notes are you getting, Mike?
Licorice.
It almost tasted sweet when it first hit my mouth.
Yeah.
And then it gets different.
It kind of shoots to the back of your throat.
Oh, this is fascinating. I mean,
I'm giving it a real swish.
It's really weird.
It's pungent, and it's funny because it had that juicy look, but it's frothy on top, and it's really like it's got a holiday taste. It's got a Christmas taste.
Yeah, it's almost like a little smoky.
It, you know what's so funny about this? I can't like as you drink it, and you know we were just talking about the different flavors that are going everywhere. You're like, oh, it tastes like this. Oh, no, it kind of tastes like this. Oh, this reminds me of that. Like, I really have never had anything like this.
It's pinging and panging all around my mouth. My first reaction is that this is like too fancy for the sloppy boys to be drinking.
Yeah.
It, like, if I were handed this at a bar, I've never been to the Clover Club. Mike, it's in Brooklyn. You
I looked
go.
It up. It's a nice place. I haven't been there. I just looked it up. But it's the bartenders, I think, wear not like the twirly mustache. They're not like caricatures of
shit.
Yeah. Just like a nice.
Black gloves.
Because it's like.
They wear nice, like a vest with a tie and stuff. Like they. Or it's an event.
Even though it's cold and frothy and everything, it's like it's winey, you know, like because it's like a dark red wine, but with a sort of whiskey flavor.
Man, this is the first drink that I've really had to like. I stop down and I. Experience each sip.
Yeah. Usually I'm like, this sucks or this is good.
But I feel
I've had this before.
It just makes me feel so unqualified.
No. Jeff, as long as you're editing things out, edit that out. We're qualified.
I feel like when we started this podcast in the first episode, we did say, hey, we're a band and now we're doing this. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we came right out and said that we don't know anything about alcohol. And I don't think we fessed up and said, basically the premise of this podcast is that we have small brains.
Do you think I sort of tipped that when I said orgeet?
Yeah. People are what, like 16 episodes in and then they're just like, orgeet, this guy's dumb.
Oh, they don't know what's going on.
We've tasted things that we said we didn't like them. We've tasted things we said we love them. But this one, I will say I think this is delicious and I'm loving it. And I wish I had the brain that could explain why.
The brain to explain. Well, I think we just keep continuing on with this podcast and we will develop that brain while simultaneously destroying it.
Yes. It'll be like flowers for Algernon.
You know what I love is that was a lot of orgeat to put in a drink, but this is not too sweet.
No.
Bitter because of the bitters.
Because of the bitters.
And they keep flip-flopping around.
Yeah, the pinging and ponging is... I've never had a drink or anything taste like have three different tastes within like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's got that thing. I mean, I guess it's just bitters and bitter. You know, when they say that this was early, like a cure-all, like a snake oil type of thing that you would sell as
tonic.
A,
yes.
Yeah. Tonic. I think the real science behind that, I read somewhere that bitters, your body reacts to bitterness by being like, okay, time to make some saliva and make some stomach acid and stuff like that. So it is a good digestive because it makes you have better digestion. And bitter, like, it's so bitter, it's sucking my mouth out of my head. It's like that, you know, when you have those wine, and I they call it, maybe it's like stringent or something is the adjective, but if you have like a really dry red wine, like a Pinot Noir, and it makes you go like, it makes you make a tart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's sucking. It's like there's a vacuum on my tongue and it's pulling my taste buds out of my face.
Wow.
Tim, now it's time for me to school you on something. It's called Pinot Noir.
oh, fuck. I blew it.
I don't know if you guys noticed this while Tim was speaking there. My tongue came out of my mouth and up to like eye level and said, "What are we doing here, man?"
Dude. Little help here, dude.
This is not like I gave you a pass on the jalapenos on popcorn, but this is something else.
It's funny. It's not at all like a sour beer. I guess I was kind of expecting like, oh, sour alcohol. I know what sours are. I don't like sour beers.
It's the opposite.
This is
bitter.
This is great.
This is a fun drink.
Sour's nemesis.
Really?
Isn't that like bitter and sour and salty and sweet are the different tastes? They're all different corners.
I only know sweet and savory.
I can't believe that I'm drinking this in my shitty home. It tastes like I should be somewhere else.
I know.
Maybe I should be standing near a grand piano.
I rented a room at the Plaza Hotel, the penthouse suite, to have this to do this podcast.
Much like Kevin McAllister.
Woo.
This is a real sipper. You don't take a big gulp.
Like if you take, I just took like a teeny sip and it was a different taste than when I took like a larger sip. It's, boy, Giuseppe Gonzalo, what's his name?
Giuseppe Gonzalez.
Giuseppe Gonzalez knows what he's doing.
He was on to something.
I started this podcast episode today thinking like, if there's one thing I know, Giuseppe Gonzalez is an airhead bimbo dick. And now I'm eating my words.
I'd like to have him on the cast. I'd like to get him on here and pick his brain. What are you thinking, you crazy son of a bitch?
Yeah.
Now, why isn't it like it should be? I mean, it's strong and has a lot of taste going on, but I can't believe with an ounce and a half of bitters that it wasn't like undrinkably weird, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It's so weird to put a half an ounce of a main liquor like rye in something.
I looked at the bitters, my Angostura Classics, 90 proof.
Ooh, really?
It's like 44 plus. It's like 44 and some decimals.
Did you get, there's Angostura bitters and there's like Angostura orange.
Yeah, I got, these are your classic Angostura.
Yeah, me too.
How much, I bought it so long ago, I don't remember, a bottle of bitters, is this cost effective? Like, are those bottles cheap or expensive?
I got mine for like 14, I think. And it's a small bottle. It also may have been the shop too. It was kind of a bouge.
Here's what I'm going to do. My new party move. When COVID's over, if you invite me to a house party, I'm going to walk in and you look at my hand, instead of a bottle of beer, bottle of bitters. And I'm, and everyone's like, hey, get the fuck out of here. Get out of here, you weirdo.
You freak.
Do you remember a friend of the podcast, Dave Ferguson, brought home, I think he was in Europe, and he brought home these little tiny bottles of bitters. Like it was like a one sip type of thing. And I did not enjoy those. And I told it to his face. I said, Dave, I don't like this, and I wish you wouldn't do this to me again.
Do you guys feel your digestive system's kicking into high gear, ready to digestive all of
you? Yeah, I just shit my pants, so yeah.
I feel my anus quivering.
I saw, like, I noticed behind both of you guys in the Zoom, I saw all these brown splats on the wall behind you. I didn't know what that was about.
With every sip.
I noticed, Jeff, on your Zoom, I saw your anus pop up into the front of your face and said, what are we? No what way, man. You crazy.
I'm out. Dude,
you, no.
I tap out.
Absolutely crazy.
Uncle man.
I love you, dude. But you're crazy.
What do you guys think of this adjective to describe the drink? Would you say it's velvety?
Ooh, Timothy.
At times. But then it can be prickly as well.
But that's what's weird is velvety makes you think it's smooth, but it's smooth in texture, but then it's so bitter. Jesus Christ.
It's complex. It's complex.
This thing is a damn shapeshifter.
It's a you complex got a shapeshifter drink.
On your hands.
It's a conversation starter for sure.
We got to farm out a segment of this episode to some actual cocktail guys to come in and say, well, you know, it's got these notes and those notes. And then we get to have it on our podcast. But
yeah, I will say after the You get a cool splash at first because it's cold. Mm. You get a nice cool splash, not too sour, and it's welcoming. Mm. And then you get this little bloom of like a smoky, bittery thing. Do you guys get that like smoky thing?
Yeah.
I don't know how else to explain it.
I know. I don't know. I know what you mean, though.
Earthy, smoky, little bloom.
A little pinch. Like it's a little pinchy. It's pinching you.
Ow. Ow.
When you taste something, like if I think like wine, would you taste this the way you're supposed to do like a wine tasting where you put your mouth and go like, and
we should, this is fancier than any wine I've ever had.
Yeah.
What's that thing with cocktails where it's like one of sour, one of sweet. Oh boy. I'm drunk. One of sour, one of bitter, one of sweet, one of shitter.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Something brew.
What, this drink is one where I feel this sweet. And yeah, that much orgeat that it's not too sweet is crazy. And to squeeze lemon juice, but it's not really sour. My head's spinning, man.
This is a drink where I can feel it making... making my face warm. Like I can get that like, hey, I'm pretty happy and warm here.
Yeah.
I feel some pink cheeks coming on.
Me
but
too.
That could have been you guys embarrassing me with what you said.
Well, you shouldn't have said that. No.
Holiday is right though, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. I could even picture a little holiday garnish on top.
Oh, Jeff, maybe a little gingerbread man.
It's just me. It's too soon. Too soon.
Jeff, I don't think you were listening when I said garnish is not applicable.
It doesn't apply. If you want to talk garnish, there's the door.
The garnish is a little clothespin with a little piece of cloth on it.
Was it? didn't we have some drink that had like a sprig of rosemary in it?
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like that could be good.
The rosemary Russian?
What do you mean? You like a sprig of rosemary, but you complain when you have to have a leaf of mint?
Tim?
You're more complicated than this very cocktail. Hey, that would be a cool thing. If we ever get interviewed, which we won't, people will say like, hey, so how's your podcast? And we'll say, you know what? We thought the cocktails would be complicated, but it turned out to be our friendships. Yeah.
You know, Tim, I think Charlie Rose would probably take us about now.
Canceled Charlie Rose in his home would interview us.
It's like, Sloppy Boys? Great. Can't wait. Love those guys.
Yeah, I'm going to molest them while I interview them.
Hey.
What? We've got great asses.
It can't be denied, Mike.
So you were saying that the friendships are complex, so then the interviewer would be like, wait, so you guys don't get along?
No.
Not really.
Mm. You know, when you sip a fancy wine, I feel like there's a lot of bullshit that comes along with it.
Yeah.
People saying, oh, I taste a little chocolate.
I taste some grapes.
With this, it caters more to like a beginner's palate because it's very upfront. Like there's not a lot of bullshit. It really does taste like three different things.
Yeah. And you know what's weird is you have some choice when it comes to orgeat syrup. There are like store-bought ones and then there's like fancier ones and there's homemade. It's basically just, you know, the cheap ones are almond and high fructose corn syrup. And then the fancy ones are you roast almonds and you get fancy sugar and stuff. We used a fairly straightforward Trader Vic's orgeat here, but I have the fancy nutty ones and I don't even think this drink needs another like
there's
dimension.
So much going on already.
I'm happy I didn't use the fancy nutty one. Mike, what type of orgeat did you have? A teeny little bottle or one?
I'm still getting over the orgeat thing. It was big. I think it was a person's name. I think it was like RJ something.
Oh.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
RJ Mitty from Breaking Bad?
I saw somewhere that it's like BJ Reynolds or something.
Something
right?
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
That was like one of the ones that was recommended for this cocktail. I think you got a good one.
Nice. Well, it was on Amazon. It came in a day.
Woo!
On a Sunday.
What about Rise?
Oh, yeah. Which Rise did you use?
I used Sazerac brand Rise. Sazerac, you may remember, is the company that owns Fireball now.
Mm. And Fireball, this should have been a booze news thing, but you know, things don't always happen the way we want them to. Somebody on Twitter told us about Fireball brand flavored weed gummies.
brand flavored weed gummies. Let's get them. Let's try them.
Oh,
they might make us high, though.
Tim, you are going to fall apart on these things.
No, don't make us high. Never mind.
I had a weed gummy at Bonnaroo, man, and I think I'm still there.
Hey, speaking of Bonnaroo and speaking of music festivals, you know how Coachella is on the Polo Grounds out in Indio, California? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I was just out there on vacation, Palm Springs, and I drove around the desert a bit. Ooh, I went to the Coachella grounds, and it was the weirdest thing to pull up there where the concerts happen and where I've been to see great shows. They were playing polo. They really do play polo there. There were horses and there were guys swinging mallets, and I saw a polo game.
That's the truth is funnier than the joke I was going to make. I was going to be like, I drove up there and Coachella was happening. Nobody was there, but all the bands were playing.
Radiohead was headlining.
This drink, this is fantastic. I
I'm going to make this for people, and they're going to be impressed with me, and then I'll finally have my revenge.
That's you got to get the revenge on people.
Folks, if you have enemies who have been slighting you, have them over to your house for sort of like a Clue-type dinner party, and then serve them some Trinidad Sours, and they're going to say, well, 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 I've been wrong about you.
This drink, it makes you a little loose. You're just kind of feeling a good vibe. This is great.
You got a little tingle going up your spine.
You know, I could even make another tiny one of these guys.
I think it's because my glass is very small and weird, but I do have like a half of one left.
I'm kind of moving on mine.
I downed mine and now I feel drunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, shit. I got to try this old-fashioned. We'll do this right at the end of the show.
Is it cool with you guys if I change the subject real quick?
That's fine.
Yeah, if you have to.
Yeah, I mean, we can kind of, there's some ebb and flow of conversation.
Tim, if you think it's necessary, we're with you.
Great. Well, I just wanted to, I don't want to get too personal in here, but one thing that I've been trying to do lately, you guys both know this, is just trying to be more present, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where were you on Christmas fucking morning, my man? I was waiting all day for the rap stuff.
The rap stuff?
Mike, do you think Tim is Santa Claus?
No, but I thought he might give me a Christmas gift.
Not that type of present. I mean, would you say we live in the modern age?
There's no denying it.
Well, there can be lots of distractions these days if you think about all of the sort of everything that's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to be like a little bit more at peace, more aware, more present, you know, kind of like, you know.
Kind of more of everything. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you. when I'm doing that, like, I was wondering if you guys, have you ever listened with a clear mind and a present heart? Have you ever listened really closely to Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles?
I don't even know. I've never listened to that
song. Well, the song comes on. Sometimes you're in the car and you're honking at traffic, or it's, you know, it comes on the radio and you're twisting the dial. But have you ever really listened close to Watermelon Sugar?
How does the song go? I don't know that
song.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd know it if I heard it.
You don't know Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles?
Tim, I don't hang out with Zoomers like you.
I might, but I don't know that it's the track name.
Well, this is perfect. Basically, it's Harry Styles, big pop star, has a big hit song, Watermelon Sugar. And I think we should give it to a listen right now, but like, just listen close to what he's actually saying. Cause right. It sort of surprised me a little bit.
Sure.
So everyone listening to the podcast at home, just take a deep breath and don't be distracted and see if you really key into what he's getting at here.
Yeah, try and be present for once.
Good.
Tastes like bitters on a thirsty evening, and it goes into a cup. I want rye whiskey and some lemon squeezes and some almond syrup. Drink it in.
See?
Piss it out.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I could ever glug without.
Okay.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Oh, he sounds better than ever.
I don't know if I could ever chug without. Trinidad sour drink. Trinidad sour drink.
See?
Trinidad sour drink.
Wow.
Trinidad Sour Drink. Trinidad Sour Drink.
Right?
Trinidad yeah. Sour Drink.
Are you getting this?
It's right Trinidad there. It's sour right there. Drink.
I've never
if
been
you
so
listen,
present.
Sour Drink.
Wow.
Can you believe
wow.
that?
Okay, I do know that song, and no, I've never been present enough to hear those lyrics that way.
See, thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad I got
so
present.
So hopefully you learned a little bit here that you could just take a deep breath and yep. look around you for once in your life.
I also didn't, hearing that song again and being present, hearing Harry hit those high notes is, he sounds great.
Yeah, it's a thing you tend to take for granted, but if you really listen to it, like, he effortlessly can get mm-hmm. up there.
Yes,
he's the best.
Effortlessly is a good, yeah, no cracking, no, and he's on every note. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah. I had, I was kind of like looking at the audio waves when we were playing that, just mm-hmm. to make sure that he hit all the notes, and yeah, he was, I had a tuner, I took out my guitar tuner, and hit every note.
He's right on. Good. Good for him. Oh, that's why he's the best. He's the best. He's one of the best.
Way to go, Harry. What a little treat for our episode on the Trinidad Sour.
No, that's so weird. Like, that, I didn't even think about that. Like, we were talking about Trinidad Sours. I was trying to change the subject.
Oh, you wanted to change the subject. You want to change the subject. Yes. I remember you saying the subject you wanted to change. Yes, yes.
I'm actually kind of pissed now, even that the subject has remained. But, well, that's life.
That's what I said. Life doesn't work out the way we want sometimes, and that's what happens. Yeah.
Can I use that quote?
Depends what for, but yeah, just run it by me.
I wanted to print it out on toilet paper and wipe my ass with it.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And we're back with our final thoughts on the Trinidad Sour.
Did you make yourself a second round, Jay?
Yeah, I had just enough orgeat. I had two-thirds of what I needed for orgeat, so I made a nice two-thirds Trinidad Sour.
I pulled the rest of mine out of, I put the stuff I didn't use in the freezer, and this came out nice and cool.
Hmm. Oh, a frozen fribble. But the fact that you made yourself a second round, Jeff, and you didn't have an appointment means that this drink is not appointment only, is it? This is a free-flowing drink. Drink it to the left, drink it to the right. Drink it whenever you want it.
Am I that transparent, Tim?
Oh, I see right through you. This is another thing we could talk about if we ever got interviewed. Tim can look right into my very soul.
It's funny because, like, you couldn't have a whole night of this. You'd be dead.
Yeah. It would be a weird thing to do.
And your tongue would be look like a pretzel by the end of the night.
Drinking more and more of this, I'm getting a little, like, used to the flavor. Mm-hmm. It was more fun when it was like, whoa. this is exciting. But I think my tongue has figured it out. So I'm hoping the next time I have it, which I will, will be better.
Well, it also settles down.
Or we'll go back to what I previously experienced.
When you make it fresh, it's frothy from a good shake. Mm. And then once it settles, it gets a little more normal.
But yeah, this is definitely a fun, like you were saying, you're going to make this for people. This is definitely a fun, like you go out with somebody and it's like, hey, let's get the this thing I've heard about. It's crazy. You're going to love it.
Yep. I feel like I can't go back to normal foods and drinks after this. I'm going to be like, one taste. Okay.
One taste is such a waste. Have a Trinidad sour.
Well, Tim, what do you Trinidad think of this? Sour. Where do you
My land? Final thoughts? Delicious. I really love this. Caught me off guard. Thought it was going to be weird. Almost was hoping to be grossed out because I would have had fun saying, "Gugh.
You sick fuck."
You know how I'm a bit of an edgelord. No, here's what I'll say. Like maybe like objectively, I would call this the best cocktail we've had. This is the fanciest. This is the most impressive. Most refined. I love Tom Collins as I throw him back left and right. I like a lot of the drinks. Maybe I have a personal proclivity to some of the other drinks, but like this to me is a way to impress people with a really good fancy ass drink. I love it. I'll drink it again.
The only other drink that beats this one for me is the Bud Light Seltzer Peppermint out of the sweater pack. The only one.
That's like a daily drink year round for you.
Yeah, I drink that on runs. I drink it everywhere.
It gives me the runs. I'm kidding.
Yep.
Watch yourself.
Well, that's it for the Trinidad Sour.
Oh, it will be missed. I mean, come on.
Hey, I don't think we've seen the last of the Trinidad Sour.
No, we'll do another episode.
I know I haven't.
Trinidad Sour.
Okay, we got some mail. Shane asks... Well, he doesn't really ask. He says...
He demands.
Mike asked about apple juice in a cocktail. This isn't quite that, but it's great. The Switchback Highball. Rye, apple cider vinegar...
Whoa!
Lemon juice, maple syrup, and ginger beer.
Oh!
Wow! Shane.
That's a weird one. So apple cider vinegar is the thing.
Is like... That's maybe his jumping off point. But all of those sound crazy. Maple syrup, ginger beer, lemon juice?
Apple cider vinegar is a thing that I heard is like a good healthy thing to drink. Like you put a little tablespoon in a big glass of water and drink it.
Good for your gut.
I have been drinking that and thinking, this will be good for my gut. And then I looked it up. I'm like, what is this actually doing for me? So I searched apple cider vinegar drinking, like, drink it, what happens? And all I found were articles saying, like, can you drink apple cider vinegar? And then scientists being like, yeah, you can. Just don't have too much of it. If you have too much of it, it's bad. And then I couldn't find any legitimate science saying you should drink it. Just being like, you're allowed to. We're not going to make you stop.
Is it terrible to tasting? Like, how much do you drink?
I mean, it's one of my least favorite smells, I'll tell you that.
Mm.
It smells like rotten rank, but yeah, it tastes good. You put a little dribble in a big glass of water, makes you feel like you're doing something for yourself. It's a little bit like kombucha taste, where it's kind of rank.
Well, that sounds exciting. What did he say it was called? The Switchback Highball?
The Switchback Highball.
We're doing it.
Sounds pretty cool, Shane.
Thanks, Shane. If you got a question for the boys, you listening at home, email us at thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
.com.
Do you want me to do my... I forgot to do the old-fashioned.
Do it.
Do it, dude.
All right. Let me do this old-fashioned. Oh, it's tough to get open. Ooh, tip-top. Tough to open. Okay, it's open. Smells like a old-fashioned to me. Woo! It's going from the Trinidad Sour to that. Now my tongue doesn't know what's going on. This would be a lot better over ice or like thrown in the freezer for a while. But it tastes like an old fashioned to me. Tip top.
Does it taste like whiskey? It doesn't seem like some weird malt beverage. It feels whiskey-ish.
Feels very, I'm getting that sort of feel.
Does it say to set it on your desk for an hour before you open it and drink it?
Let me see here. No, it's the print's too small in the can. I can't read it. Tip top. top hat tip to you.
That's what we say.
And top hat tip to you listening at home.
Top of the pops.
Tippy top hat.
And that's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/The Sloppy Boys. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next week. Peace out.
Toodaloo.